give. Walker! Kenny Walker! Touchdown! Smarty!
Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes! Caught! Touchdown to Kurt Myers! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown to receive again!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here! A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera! He's got two goals! Larkin in on goal! Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to you. It is the 11th day of May, 2022. We welcome you here to Axis and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Share your thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. xbmornings@gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And you can find us individually on Twitter. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you on this Wednesday? It's hump day.
Delightful. It's finally nice out, Anthony. We can go outside and get some sunlight and feel better about our lives because it was a long, long, long winter.
It was a very long winter, unfortunately, and it is nice to be able to go outside and then not have to worry about, like, do I have a jacket or is it 12 degrees outside? Like, it's been really nice. So
will there be freezing rain and 40 mile an hour winds?
Right. You know, will it be so cold that the guys can't hit the ball? And that's what's really, you know, struggling with this Tigers offense. So a lot of legitimate concerns about the weather, but the weather is shaping up a little bit. 80 degrees yesterday. That was awesome. Traffic yesterday, not awesome. I have an idea. You want to hear my idea? Let me share it with you, even if you don't want to hear it. When we have construction in, let's say, a county, right? Let's say Monroe, Washtenaw, Wayne, wherever, Adrian, wherever you might be. Instead of tearing up every road possible all at the same time, all summer long, why don't we focus all of our efforts on one road and put all of the county's resources into that one area? Like, for instance, 275. Like, why not try and have all hands on deck to finish 275 as quickly as possible instead of throwing barrels on 14 and 5 and everywhere else as well?
Well, that's what they did with the northern section, the north of 96 until Novi, that section that they did like 7-8 years ago. They shut the freeway down. Like, there was nothing. They just said, listen, we're going to do this in 3 months, and it's going to be over with. You're not going to have the freeway for 3 months, but it'll be done in 3 months. That's what they should have done with this.
They should have. Instead, 275 is going to be under nonstop construction, along with every other road in Michigan. And it's not like the roads are great. Like, let's be honest. They're like, oh, we're going to fix the roads, and nobody ever does. Right? It's like one strip for 5 miles and then it's construction again. Like, it never fails. It's always that way. And now that it's construction season. So get ready. If you have a drive and you're trying to get anywhere, good luck. Good luck, because it's winter and it's construction, and those are the two seasons of the year. And that's what we got, right? So it's unfortunate, but that's the way that it is. And you always feel better about it when it's finally done. Remember when they were doing the Rouge Bridge? Oh man, what a project that was. What an undertaking. Now it's fantastic up until the point where, you know, 75 is under complete construction again near downtown. But it is rather nice. It is rather nice now that the project is done. We have some we got some sad news here in our headlines this morning. We've got some crazy news. I wonder at what point is enough enough, because we keep hearing about, you know, people struggling to make money coming out of COVID, but then you have, you know, these networks that are offering up these monstrous deals. Like Tom Brady got a television deal that's worth, you know, 10 years, and he's not even done playing. Like, it's not even, like, who knows when he's going to be done? Like, you know, maybe you don't have to pay somebody $30 million plus to work, you know, 16 football games. Like, that, just a thought. That way, maybe we wouldn't need as many advertisements all over the place. Just saying. People are watching the games for the games. They're not watching for the commentary. No one ever says, oh, man, I got to tune into Joe Buck and Troy Aikman today. No, it's what time is, you know, what,
yeah, but
the 4 o'clock window. Does it make a difference? It absolutely does make a difference.
I mean, Tom Brady's a little different, though.
You think people are going to tune in to watch Tom Brady? Do people tune in to watch Tony Romo?
They did early on, and people absolutely tuned in last year for the Mannings. I know I did, Ryan.
Yeah, but that's an actual show. That's not a broadcast. It's not like Tom Brenneman.
Yeah, so he's going to work a full season of games.
Tom Brady. It's like...
He's going to have America's Game of the Week.
Okay, what if the first...
You're going to watch him anyways. He's going to have nothing but Cowboys.
You know, the first time Michael... Or, you know, when Michael Jordan was officially retired, what if... Okay, I'm going to do games. Every single NBA fan would have listened to every single broadcast if Michael Jordan would have been an analyst. This is the same thing.
I mean, I disagree. I think if your team plays at 1 o'clock and he's got a different game at 1 o'clock, you're not gonna be like, oh, I gotta listen to Tom Brady because he's got the Jags and the Bills.
That this is clearly a in 2 to 3 years Fox is planning to have a night game, you would assume.
Ooh, a prime time. Well, I mean, now they gotta fight Amazon for a Thursday game.
I'm saying, what if they stole the Sunday Night Football?
Boy, how much would that cost? I mean, you would need nonstop commercial advertising. You wouldn't even be able to play football. You just have to run commercials the whole
cost
time.
Cost them three Tom Bradys.
Three Tom Bradys per game. Oh, man. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. Bob Lanier, the left-handed big who played for the Detroit Pistons and Milwaukee Bucks, has passed away at the age of 73. Dying yesterday, Lanier played 14 seasons with the Pistons and Bucks. He averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds for his career, He's third on the Pistons' career list in both points and rebounds. Drafted number one overall in 1970 after he led St. Bonaventure to the Final Four. Isn't it very interesting, some of these old-timers like, what is his name? Like Nate Thurman? Like, you know, who's Nate Thurman? Like, he's one of the NBA's, you know, all-time greatest players. He played at Bowling Green. You know, Bob Lanier played at St. Bonaventure. Like, you're never going to see that again. It's going to be like, you know, Power Five, you know, Blue Bloods, and that's it. But very, I mean, to be in Hall of Famer, it's crazy. Josh Lambeau is reportedly suing the Jacksonville Jaguars for more than $3.5 million after the Urban Meyer hostile work environment was created. So, you know, good for him. Then he got kicked. He thinks it's $3.5 million. I don't think it's $3.5 million, but whatever. Who cares? It's the Jags. Put it all on Urban Meyer. I told you that wasn't going to work. It didn't work, and I feel great about it. Tom Brady's going to join Fox on a lucrative television deal as the lead NFL analyst. When his playing career ends, you're looking at 10 years, $375 million, the most lucrative in sports broadcasting history. That's nuts. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Register using my bonus code, SHEPBET200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, you're going to be a winner, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM right there at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. You can join us. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. That's where we find Noah. He's on hold. Wants to talk a little Stanley Cup playoffs. Noah, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
Who do you want to win the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Who do I want to win the Stanley Cup playoffs? Man, that's my initial team of choice. Was the Washington Capitals? So I was kind of reeling for Ovechkin to get another one. Kind of excited about that. That series tied at two. They'll pick things back up on ESPN2 tonight at 7:30. They're kind of sandwiched in the middle between Pittsburgh and New York at 7, Dallas and Calgary at 9:30. Both of those other two games are going to be on ESPN. But you know what? Hey, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I'm kind of rooting for Toronto too. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because Austin Matthews. I want to see him. You know, he had such a great year. So much hype coming in when he was drafted. Big-time goal last night in a very stressful game, 4-3. Toronto beats Tampa Bay. But I'm kind of rooting for the Maple Leafs. Like, they haven't done anything in a billion years. Canada hasn't been able to do anything in a million years. And it feels like, you know what, yeah, let's. If there was a Canadian team that was going to do it, why not Toronto? Those would be my choices. Who are you rooting
for? I am rooting for probably Colorado.
Colorado. All right, the Avs. All right, Noah, my man, have a great rest of the day, brother. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank
me
you
too.
For the call this morning.
Hey, it takes a lot of guts in this town to admit you're rooting for Colorado. So,
yeah, it's a ballsy claim. Much different Avalanche team though now than then. You know, it really, to me, it doesn't even feel like it's the same organization.
I mean, it's just, you know, a former captain that wore number 19 Stanley Cup champion as their GM. Just building a juggernaut, just trying to turn back the franchise that he once made proud.
It's a familiar story. You know who I miss? You remember the name Santis Ozolinch?
No.
It's a crazy. I don't know why I just thought of him. But like that those were really good teams. Like, you could have hated them all you wanted to, but Joe Sakic, of course, Claude Lemieux, and Claude and Darren McCarty did that reviewing of their series and Fight Night at the Joe, which was awesome. You know, Larry Foote, like Peter Forsberg, like that was an awesome team. That was an awesome team. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like,
it's Adam Foote. Larry Foote was a linebacker, played for the Lions, Steelers.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Michigan. That's why I want to say Larry. Adam Foote.
Adam Foote's son is in the NHL. Devils, I believe he plays for. I think.
Pretty talented family overall. You know, and by the way, and a part of the other reason that I am sort of kind of privately, but now I guess it's public, rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs is their coach, because their coach's younger brother used to play in Toledo. Sheldon Keefe's brother, Adam, who is now the head coach, I want to say he's in Belfast off the top of my head. I don't know why I would know that.
Anthony, we know the real reason why you're rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs, because they're the NHL version of the Detroit Lions. Team that was once proud in the 60s and then just became kind of the lovable laughing losers of the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of contact with Maple Leafs fans. It's not like you're going to run into a bunch of them on the street. So I don't really know how they are. But they have been they've been disappointing for a long time. And maybe you're right. Maybe there is a very similar parallel to the Lions. And I openly admit
this is sports therapy. That's what this is. We're digging in deep to find out why you're rooting for certain teams. And it all stems back to your childhood of rooting for a lovable loser and working for them. And you're like, wow, these are traits I actually like in a team, in a franchise. Why do I keep running back to them? What's my problem? Is it me?
What's wrong with you? Is it me? No, it's not me. It's them. This is a them problem. I'm also, you know, I'm hoping that the Oilers can you know, win in their series, because I have a friend whose brother is on that team. So for, you know, for personal reasons, I would you know, hope that the Oilers can kind of pull some things together. And, you know, they're down after last night's game, overtime crushing defeat in Edmonton. They go down 3-2 in their series to the Kings. That series shifting back over to L.A. So, you know, for Darnell Nurse and company, like, that is, you know, that's a team that I'm, you know, kind of quietly, privately rooting for. How do you have three rooting interests in one playoff? St. Louis, they won 5-2 over Minnesota. They take a 3-2 lead in that series last night. Toronto, as I mentioned, a winner late last night. Auston Matthews, oh, man. Well, they call it a POP, a pass off pads, a great rebound and just the right spot and just clean. And it's really nice to see somebody with the expectations that he was drafted with for him to you know, kind of fulfill that. And I'm happy for him. Toronto wins the game 4-3. They're up in the series 3-2, shifting back to Tampa Bay. Carolina, huge 5-1 winner over Boston. The Hurricanes now have a 3-2 series lead over the Bruins. So the tonight's games, as I mentioned, Pittsburgh against the New York Rangers. Pittsburgh with an opportunity to close the door on that series. They're up 3-1. The other two series are both 2-2. Washington visiting Florida at 7:30 on ESPN2. Dallas at Calgary, 2-2. That game, 9:30 on ESPN. Not a fan of the Pittsburgh Penguins. They and the Rangers could both lose that series and knock each other out. That'd be great. Dallas and Calgary, no real rooting interest there. Washington, of course, you know, my love for Alexander Ovechkin. You know, and the fact that, you know, people are like, oh, he shouldn't be playing, he shouldn't be doing this, you gotta kick the Russians out. Like, you know, those people that went off the rails early on during the Russian-Ukrainian war, or conflict, as they like to call it. I'm all for Ovechkin. Big fan of his, big fan of the way he plays the game, and the fact that, Yeah, like he is an all-time great that you have the opportunity to watch. So you probably should take that opportunity and tune him in. We're going to step aside. When we return, we're going to talk Tigers baseball. Big doubleheader. We are back. Well, we were back. And then we had some problems in game number two. That's okay. We'll get it all sorted out. But first, let me tell you about the association. The NBA playoff action and playoff games last night. It's nonstop over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any team to win. Get $150 in free bets. When they do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E, only at DraftKings. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, who wants some help, needs some help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline. 800-270-7117, 21 plus, Michigan only. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. By the way, also happening last night, because we were talking a little bit about the NHL and what was going on, the Toledo Walleye, my Toledo Walleye, back in action. Fifth consecutive victory in the playoffs, 5-4. TJ Hensick had a hat trick. Take a 3-0 series lead over the Wheeling Nailers. Boy, they were up big and survive. Survive in advance. That's what you need. 5-4 the final there. Opportunity for the sweep and be halfway to the Kelly Cup. So congrats to head coach Dan Watson and company, all the guys down there as they make their run to the Kelly Cup. We'll step aside talking Tigers baseball. They say the season isn't dead until Memorial Day. And they say when you win game one of a doubleheader, it changes everybody's attitudes. How do we feel after game two? What did we like from yesterday? We'll talk about it next here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
BetMGM, an official partner of the Detroit Tigers, welcomes you with a very special baseball offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on the Tigers, and you'll receive $200 in free bets. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy baseball season like never before and score a big win on your very first bet at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to receive $200 in free bets when you bet $10 on the Tigers. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Now we got him. One extra pitch. Dynamite stuff from Alex Viedo. Back-to-back strike.
Think about maybe swinging there.
Down he goes looking.
Recognizes it. See if he goes to it right here.
There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Throw down a second.
That's awesome. Yeah, good message.
Yeah, it's a great message. Not just for baseball, but for life. Viedo starts the fifth.
How good yesterday was Alex Viedo? My goodness. Racked up 7 Ks over 5 frames against the Oakland Athletics. A pretty nice day at the office. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Share your thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. You can also call us up on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. So how about game number one for the Detroit Tigers yesterday against the Oakland A's? Man, Robbie Grossman, how about this? 401 consecutive games without an error, which is the longest streak by a position player in MLB history. Robbie Grossman. My goodness.
But also, he should have gotten an error in Minnesota a couple weeks ago.
Cold like Minnesota.
And there are home cooking calls a lot of the time. I'll just every ballpark. That's just
wow. Are you saying that game officials are not appropriately charging or
no?
Dan, what were you doing yesterday?
No. That's interesting, Dan.
I'm saying there's also times when, especially if you're an outfielder, you don't have to make a play just so you don't make an error. Like, you can just say, I'm not going to dive at this ball so I don't make a two-base error. I'm going to let this one drop in front of me and just throw it into second.
Well, Robbie, I tried to give you some credit and share some fun parts, and apparently we're just going to, Dan just wants to diminish your accomplishments, Robbie.
Hey, it's fantastic. 400 and however many games. It's awesome.
MLB history, bro. That would be like you saying, they probably are a little too generous with assists when Russell Westbrook was trying to average his triple-double. Make the world fall in love with the triple-double. You know what I mean? Like, game officials. All I can picture is Dan, like, in a 1930s, like, burglar outfit. Like, he's got black pants and the black and white striped shirt, and he's got the black hat with the black thing over his eyes, and he's sitting
A Christmas Story is what you're imagining.
Yeah, like that guy. And that burglar, he's sitting up there with his scorebook fixing the statistics for the Tigers.
I believe the official scorer's name is Ronnie Grossman.
Nice.
That's suspicious. Jamer Candelario in game number one. How about him? 3 for 5, 3 RBI. That was incredible. Javi Baez was 1 for 5. He just continues to be magic with the glove, though. Austin Meadows, 1 for 4. Grossman was 0 for 4 in game number one. Hinton Harold was 0 for 5. Jonathan Scope, 2 for 5, 2 runs scored, an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. Willie Castro, 3 for 4. Tucker Barnhart, 2 for 4. And Derek Hill, 0 for 1. That's how game number one panned out. And, of course, Tarek Skubal, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. 92 pitches for Skubal in game number one. So that was awesome. Like, and I think that I was tweeting after the game, like, oh, we did it. We're back, baby. Like, here we go. And then game number two rolls around, and they lose 4-1 in game number two. They go 7 of 34 from the plate as a team. Austin Meadows was 2 for 4, which was great. Javi and Candyman were both 0 for 4. And Spencer Torkelson, 0 for 3. We had Eric Haas, 1 for 4. Willie Castro, 2 for 3. Scope and Cabrera, both 1 for 4 in the game. The pitching line, Alex Viedo, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts on 83 pitches. That's a pretty good day. It was all good, too. Chaffetz came in, got his 1 inning of work, gave up 3 hits and an earned run. Did strike out 1, but no offense once again. And, you're not going to win too many games scoring 1 run. So we could put that in the 2 runs or less category in game number 2. But I really thought that, Skubal and Fiedo both did their job, right? Pitching, once again, very good. And I don't know the man who wrote the article, but I understand why he wrote the article. And that would be Lynn Heading. And I've never met him, at least not that I know of. And this isn't anything personal to him, because I know that he has a job to do, and that is to cover the team, right? And he's trying to come up with situations, right? He's trying to come up with how does this Tigers team improve and what do they do? And because of that, the Detroit News is Lynn Henning. He had to throw out a name of a pitcher that this would probably be, you know, something that is kind of up for grabs a little bit. If this is going to happen for the Tigers, if they are going to figure out exactly, you know, how to add more talent, they're going to have to find a way to acquire that talent. And how are they going to do that? And that it would be by trading one of these names, one of these young arms. You have to have something, like, that's the thing. We always want everything, but we got to be willing to part with some guys as well. And so Lynn Henning wrote his article, and I am just not a fan of that idea. Like, I know why he did it. I understand that. I'm just not a fan of, at this point, saying, okay, if we are going to, if we're going to have to, you know, get some pitching or get some hitting, we're going to have to give up some pitching. And this team has, you know, some very good pitchers if they're going to go get some bats. I'm not willing to part with a guy like an Alex Faedo yet. I'm not willing to part with a guy like a Tarek Skubal yet. I just am not. And the reason I'm not is because I feel like all that does is send the rebuild back in time. You know, this is the moment in time in which this team is now finally, you know, with a little bit of expectation. Obviously, they're folding like a tent in the wind. But with Matt Manning, Tarek Skubal, Casey Mize, you added Eduardo Rodriguez, you have Michael Pineda, you know, and then you have a guy like Alex Faedo who comes up and gives you a really nice outing yesterday. I'm not a fan of trading away any of those arms because we're finally here. If you trade one of them, you then send us back in time multiple years. In my opinion, you know, now is the time you hope that you have some hitting somewhere in the farm system. You got somebody that can connect on it, because if it was Mize or Manning, which I don't think that they'd be on the list, but if it was Skubal, if there was interest in him, if there was interest in Faedo, and you're not going to get a major league hitter in return that is going to immediately impact this team, like, that is good. I don't need a prospect. Like, this would have to be, and no one's going to do that. So I'm not a fan of it. I just think it resets the rebuild, and, you know, after, what, 7 years with Al Avila, you know, it's like, oh, well, now we got to wait even longer. Like, no, this team is supposed to be performing right now. They're 9-21 through 30 games.
And the fact is, they have enough hitters. Jonathan Scope, Austin Meadows, Miguel Cabrera, Spencer Torkelson, Robbie Grossman should be able to score some runs. Javi Baez should be able to score some runs. You cannot keep wasting these great starts from these young pitchers. Eventually, it's going to discourage them. And they're going to get... We saw it with Jeremy Bonderman early on. We saw it with Mike Maroth. It literally torpedoed his career. I go back and look at that 21-loss season. There were like 8 or 9 losses where he gave up 3 or fewer runs. Like, that's what's going to happen. You're going to torpedo these guys because you can't get them run support.
I hope it doesn't torpedo any of their careers, but you look at like Akil Baddoo through 50 at bats last year. He had 4 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs, 13 RBI. That's pretty good. Sophomore year this year, through 50 at bats, 7 hits, and he's headed to AAA Toledo. Right? They need that, you know, Eric Haas, the way that he played last year. They need that spark. Right, somebody has got Jamer Candelario. You know, game number one, he puts together. I don't think that game number one is an anomaly of yesterday's doubleheader for Jamer Candelario. I think Candy's got that in him. You know, I don't expect you to go 3 for 5 every day. If you did, you'd be a Hall of Famer. But I don't think it's too much to ask for that to happen maybe once a week. You know, I think that he's, I think, you know, and it's the Oakland A's. Again, it is the Oakland A's. It is a... It's a team with feral cats running around in their stadium that has sold off all of their players. Like, they're no, to me, they're like the Cincinnati Reds of the AL West. Like, that's what the Oakland A's are to me. It's a team that they've been complaining about a stadium for years. It was so bad that it forced the football team to move to Las Vegas. Like, it's just, I mean, it's a disaster. I look at that, you know, there's mice on the field, Washington and the New York Mets. Like, it's just, it's chaos right now. It's wildlife everywhere. Like, did you see that mouse running around the outfield? Right.
I did see that. Did you see that terrible story in Washington, D.C.? This is also in Washington. The mouse in the field, that's funny. A fox got into the National Zoo flamingo exhibit.
Oh, what did the fox say?
It said, I killed 32 flamingos.
What?
Yes, a fox killed 32 flamingos at the National Zoo.
Did the flamingos not squawk? Was there not like some sort of like...
They're in an enclosure that and they can't fly.
Wow. And they were just flamingos.
They're
around.
Just
running around, they're just getting killed. That's a tough life. That's a tough way to go down. Not only are you serving life in prison, but then they allow some wild beast in there. then the beast just kills you. Brutal. Tough time to be a flamingo. Beautiful bird. But yeah, I mean, you know. I would say I'm kind of anti-zoo.
Just like to Dan's point about Mike Maroth, a name.
You think that Mike Maroth is a flamingo at the zoo?
No, but a name I thought we'd never mention on the show, but here we are.
Yes.
33 games started for Mike Maroth in 2003. One third of those games were decided two runs or less. Losses.
My goodness. I mean, that's kind of where this Tigers team is at, right?
It really is, yeah. It really is. Like, hey, lose every game 3-2.
It's incredible. It really is. It is incredible.
Also, and in that season, he had 193 innings pitched. Does any pitcher on this team get 190 innings this year?
That's a lot, man. Feels like a lot. Akil Badu had said after being sent down to Toledo, quote, you've always got to make the best out of it. It's unfortunate I'm going to go back down there and get the reps I need and be ready to come back. I feel like I'm best here. I'm a big league player. I definitely want to be back where I feel I belong. It's the same mindset in Toledo. Get back as quickly as possible. Badu, 13 home runs, 18 stolen bases, 766 OPS in 124 games last year. Tigers manager AJ Hinch said he hopes the detour to Toledo will get it back on track. Quote, this was unexpected when we started the year. I'm sure he didn't expect it. We didn't expect it. But the reality is that's where we're at. We need him to go decompress, get himself right, and play every day. Could be a short stint. It could be longer. But hopefully he can work on things to be more consistent. Ooh, that's tough. That's that's a tough one there for Akil Badu. And, you know, that's one of the bats in the lineup for... That's one of the bats in the lineup that I wasn't sure going into the season if we could necessarily depend on. But like last year, he was such a pleasant surprise and such an awesome story that you hope that his trip to Toledo is quick and that he can come right back. You know, put together a couple solid weeks and come right back and, you know, hopefully get, you know, his swing. I mean, they made some coaching staff changes down there, so. You know, but this is why they have to. You have to be able to
and just
develop that talent.
It I don't know how he does. Well, he swings in a lot of. If it's a first pitch strike, Akil Badu is swinging at that second pitch, which really hurts him because a lot of the time, 0-1, they're going to throw you a curveball and it's going to hit your back foot, and he gets into a lot of 0-2 counts. So just. Working on seeing the ball better and just working counts because he can't with the way he swings, you know, he's just a little wild. He's not Miggy where he's controlled up there and choking up and hitting one to right field or spraying the ball. He needs to be able to see pitches better and take better, you know, take pitches until he gets one that he can hit. Because he just doesn't have that consistent of a swing.
Well, we hope we find some consistency there because it is going to be it's going to be that's a bat that we need. right? We need that surprise guy. And as for Miguel Cabrera, like, I mean, he, you know, God bless him. You know, there's the milestones and everything else. But, you know, we're right back to where we were at last year with him, right? It's kind of the same thing. It's like, hey, hit the milestone. Once you hit the marker, then it's just kind of like, all right, you know, go 1 for 3, 1 for 4 every day and just call it a, you know, 1 for 5, call it a day.
Also, those Mike Maroth innings in 2003, 193 in a third innings, what he pitched, that would have led the majors last year.
I'm telling you, like, the guy, he had 21 losses. He did not even deserve to have 10. Like, just go back and look at the numbers. I'm telling you, that's what the Tigers are going to do to Tarek Skubal. That's what it looks like right now.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be very similar. And who knows, it might not just be Skubal. You know, we might look at this team and look at the outings that Manning and Mize have put together, and maybe a Fiedo as well, and say, look, these guys threw all these innings of pretty quality baseball and have, you know, from a win-loss standpoint, which we know then in here on this show, we are not necessarily huge fans of the win-loss, but might not have too much to show for it. You know, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts on 83 pitches. I think you got to feel pretty good about what Fiedo was able to do. Like, yeah, he's right there at that 2-run marker. Yeah, that keeps you competitive. It keeps you there. I don't know. That's all you can ask. Let your pitchers keep you in the game, and hopefully, you know, you get enough offense at some point to be able to turn the corner a little bit. Maybe not. Hey, golf season's here. You can turn the corner with golf. You know, you're going to need more than 5 good holes, though. I can tell you that much. The NBA playoff action, or not the NBA playoffs, so let me skip that and get back to golf. What was I thinking? Golf has officially begun. Matt Golden and his team are ready to welcome you to one of the best golfing experiences in Michigan. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes offers 2 championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives. You're going to love both of them, I guarantee it. I was like, yo, why is that music so low? It's because it's faded down on my screen here. Located about an hour and north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf, folks, but without the drive. And with a lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, up to 400 of your closest friends and family and your coworkers. Tullymore not only features a top-of-the-line golf experience, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect space for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. Hour 2 next, Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Register using my bonus code, SHEPBET200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, you're going to be a winner, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM right there at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. Make a run for the money, and you could win up to $10,000 cash every Friday in May from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Saturdays, the Summer Celebration is your chance to win up to $5,000 in premium play or the grand prize, a share of $100,000 cash on May 28th. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway, reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.